Only two Senate races remain. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Arizona's Senate race has been decided.
The Fox News decision desk declaring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has won re-election in Arizona, defeating Blake Masters. That race at one point was considered one of the best options for Republicans to pick up a seat this year.
Fox's Matt Finn, that's 49 seats now, each for the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats need only win one of the remaining two races to effectively maintain control of the Senate. Former President Trump weighing in, posting on social media, they're at it again, suggesting tabulator malfunctions in Maricopa County, Arizona, were a scam and a fraud, adding they've stolen the election from Blake Masters. There's been another update in the Senate race in Nevada showing gains for incumbent Democrat Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. She now trails Republican challenger Adam Laxalt, but by fewer than 900 votes. There are still thousands of uncounted ballots in Nevada, but the governor's race has been decided. Former Clark County Sheriff Republican Joe Lombardo has beaten incumbent Democrat Steve Sisolak. Former President Trump is suing the House January 6th committee, trying to block the subpoena they've issued him.
His attorney said that while other former presidents have voluntarily agreed to testify or give documents, no former president's ever been compelled to do so. He also said the former president had been engaging with the committee in a good faith effort, but said the committee is insisting on pursuing a political path.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, the January 6th committee is expected to disband in January. President Biden telling the UN climate conference in Egypt on Friday the U.S. is doing its part, saying the U.S. will reduce its carbon emissions, hitting the 2025, the goal of reducing carbon emissions by 2030. The president also telling the delegates the Inflation Reduction Act is helping to reduce U.S. emissions. America is listening.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The Frontier Airlines jet forced to make an unscheduled landing Thursday evening in Atlanta. Federal marshals say a passenger threatened to stab people on board with a box cutter. He's been arrested. Nobody was hurt. Philadelphia, some Temple University students terrorized during a robbery.
Philadelphia police say two male suspects entered an off-campus property where several students between 20 and 22 years old were sleeping. The eight women and three men were woken up and forced into the basement at gunpoint. The suspects then robbed the victims, taking debit and credit cards, cell phones, and keys to a silver Lincoln MKZ with Pennsylvania license plates. The suspects fled using the stolen vehicle. Now, police described the suspects as two black males with handguns wearing masks and black hoodies.
Fox's Lauren Green. Russia's military says it's completed its withdrawal from the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, the only regional capital the invading army managed to capture since the full-scale war began in February. Ukraine's special military units are checking the city for mines they believe were left behind by Russian forces. In a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery Friday marking Veterans Day, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin thanked veterans, saying America is safer and stronger because of them. Fox's Tom Graham has the heart-rendering story of a Missouri man who meant it when he said, "Till death do us part."
Kenneth and Phyllis Zurr, both 84 years old, recently celebrated 63 years of marriage. Tragedy struck Thursday as a fire engulfed their home in New Melle, west of St. Louis. Kenneth had called dispatchers and opened the door for firefighters to enter. He then went back for his wife, who used a wheelchair and had fallen in the couple's bathroom. Firefighters say Kenneth refused to leave her behind, but the floor collapsed, trapping them both. The cause of the blaze is under investigation. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.